I may not get that, but that's what I'm asking for.
So, okay, what if it's not the three first-round picks this year, and what if it's a first, one first-round pick, 2023 first-round pick, and 2024 first-round pick? What you doing?
It would have to come to, like, the actual deadline for me to say yes on that. Because okay. I would still hold off only wanting to give up two. Okay. Like, I would give up two in 2 second rounds. But three first-round picks feel steep.
Yeah, it does.
And then here's the other thing, too.
But the Hawks ain't going to need all that, though, right? Going into this year?
Nah, they don't. The reason why they acquired so many, because that was part of the reason of the Cam Reddish move.
Yeah.
Because they want to be, they want to have the trade asset to go get a guy this year. So I get it, but I don't think that they're in the mindset of giving away all three right now for that package.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Business trade Jeremy Grant. We need to get him. We need to get him going.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because they paying him and they paying him like he's the number, like he's the one guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not our one guy.
No.
Kate Cunningham is our one guy. We need to start around him, bro.
And the timelines don't add up because where Jeremy Grant is in his career. And what was interesting, too, I saw he said that he doesn't want to be the third wheel, which is why he doesn't want to go to the Lakers. So he wants
But he's the second or third wheel.
Exactly. He's a complimentary player. Yeah. You're not the main
piece.
You're
not the guy. That's why I want Pistons because we're paying him like he's that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're not our one guy. He's a good talent. Don't get me wrong. But he's not a one.
No, he's not
a one. Cade Cunningham is
he's
our
the
one.
Guy.
And whoever, and we're possibly, with our record, I hope we get the top three in the top three draft pick or whatever based on our record. Then that way, Cade Cunningham, whoever we get in this upcoming draft, let's just build around that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. They've been talking about trading Sadiq Bey. I want to keep him. I like him.
Yeah.
I like Sadiq Bey. I want us to keep Sadiq Bey.
Yeah. Now I agree. They definitely should get rid of Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, get rid of him.
I don't know who would want him and where he needs to go.
Yeah.
Because like I agree with see, this is the problem with NBA players sometimes. They overvalue their status.
Yeah.
And it's like, for this team, you might be the number one guy, but you're not a number one guy.
Yeah, you're not.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you could be on a bad team being a number one guy, or you could go and win and be the second or third guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what Jeremy Grant is.
He would be cool going to, like, Philly being Embiid, Tobias Harris, and Jeremy Grant. Like,
That's
him.
Works.
Like he would be a great.
And remember, he came from Philly, but I think a team like that could really use him, just because they don't have what he brings. Dallas don't have a 6'9", you know, crazy. You know what I'm saying?
What about Phoenix?
Phoenix too.
Depending on who they want to give.
Oh, you can give him Jay Crowder. You give up
Bridges.
I don't know how the money. We're just talking talent.
I think Jeremy Grant getting paid a nice pretty penny right now. But
he is.
Yeah,
but it's not like on a short contract, right? It's only like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, he'll be perfect Phoenix. Like that's his role.
That's his role. Yeah. And then the thing is, see, look, some basketball players, they want to make decisions with the ball. And the thing is that some players, that's what they want to do, but it's better for them to be finishers. And to me, not saying that Jeremy Grant can make decisions with the basketball. Right. It's just better if he's a finisher. You know the prime example who was like that? Josh Smith. He wanted to be the guy with the rock. No. Give him a point guard and let him finish.
Yeah.
That's really what
it
is.
I think Josh Smith's career would have been even a little better if he had like a
point guard.
Rondo CP3 type point guard. Like,
100%.
They set him up.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I think his career would have lasted about maybe 3 or 4 years longer.
And he would have finally made an all-star team.
Yep.
Because he was always
right there.
He was always 18 points, 19 points, 8-9 rebounds, 4-3-4 assists.
Yep.
And it's like if he would have got to 20-10, all-star.
All-star,
with the shooting percentage higher. Because Josh Smith's shooting percentage. Bro, he would take some shots like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And sometimes you just got to take decision-making prowess away from certain players. But, Jeremy Grant is a second or third best player. And here's the thing. Just like I said last night on Dead End Sports. If Julius Randle's your best player and you're building around him, you ain't winning shit.
Ain't winning nothing.
If Jeremy Grant's your best player and you're building around, you're not winning nothing.
That's why I want Pistons to get off him. We got our guy going to the round. Kay Cunningham.
He's the guy.
That's crazy.
He's the guy. Who's the guy y'all took last year?
Come on, before him?
Yeah, before Kay.
Bay?
Bay.
Bay and Kaylin Hayes.
That's what I'm thinking.
Was our two guys.
Yep.
Those are the guys Killian we took Hayes, in the draft last year.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, man, I like Sadiq Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, I like his game is getting better from last year. Mm-hmm. Man, he can shoot. He can post. He can guard the 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Like, he can play 3 and 4, and he can guard 3 and 4. So I'm like,
isn't that crazy? Like, literally, we're seeing positionless basketball from all five. Well, you know, like, oh, the big man's going to be out. Nah, the big man's just going to evolve.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that. Like, we're seeing Joel do what he do. Bro, that game last night, they couldn't do shit with him.
Do nothing with him.
Whatever he wanted. 3-point, mid-range, back down, no look.
What you want? What you want to do?
No matter.